Welcome to Band in Minnesota, a podcast that teaches life lessons for musicians and non-musicians alike. My name is Bradley Mariska, and along with my co-host Aaron Holmes, we give you an inside look at life in our world through conversation, laughs, and insightful guest interviews.
aren't we supposed to say, like, it's about band, but it's not about band? Normally you yell at me because I screwed up.
I have a pre-recorded thing that says that now.
Oh, that's so boring.
No, we're fancy now. Just trust me, I know what I'm doing.
I know you know what you're doing, but like...
No, by you questioning, you're like, why are we supposed to do this? How do you not know what's going on?
Here's why. Because you didn't... because you didn't tell me that you have a pre-recorded... Blah, blah, blah.
Have you not listened to the last two episodes of our podcast?
No.
Jeez. That's it.
Listen, you're going to... Where are you going? Lithuania?
Scandinavia. Sweden, Norway, Denmark, and Iceland.
Well, good. That's awesome. It'd be great.
The Nordic countries.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be great. I'm actually jealous about the Iceland thing.
Yeah. Not a polka.
Polka. There's no polka in what? Hmm? In Denmark?
Yeah.
How is there polka?
It's the home of it.
No, that's Germany.
Same thing.
But.
Not the U.S. No one over here knows about it.
That's not true. He's just messing with you, Brandon.
Okay, enough about you taking your tap off. This is a family show.
I enjoy my tap being off.
So what...
Because of it's going to be...
Can I clarify?
Yes, it's because of my Jeep.
Jeep.
Come on, I think people know me well enough to know that I am not actually taking my top off for others.
Okay.
I didn't even do that in New Orleans when I was 21 on a band trip.
Okay.
I did not do that for beads, I swear to God.
Great. No, that's good, because my mom listens to this podcast, and I know
so
your mom
does
too.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway, so yeah. The weather is looking good.
It's seriously, yeah.
Getting hot.
Yeah. I for one, am not complaining.
I'm not complaining either.
I know, but like...
No, but you were like, oh, it's going to be 90 tomorrow.
No, that's not how I said it. I said it's going to be 90 tomorrow, so my top's coming off. Like, I'm excited, and there's no chance of rain.
And then I said it's going to be 90 on Thursday, and you're like, oh, no, it's not. It's going to be 89.
Okay, but don't you know people in your life that, like, will correct you on that stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Or is it just me because I'm lady parts? Really getting mansplained about the weather temperatures?
No, I think everyone likes to talk about the weather.
I think it's just Minnesotans, though. Like,
no, that's a universal. Telling you what.
I would actually like to know, if Texas, do they, or what's a city?
Everyone wants to talk about the weather.
Like the same weather.
Adults
want to
talk about weather. Students want to talk about the weather. And you can have. I'll have a conversation about the weather with one person, and then, 2 minutes later, I'll end up talking about the weather with someone else.
Is it the same conversation?
Absolutely.
Wait, it doesn't, like,
do you
change,
know how many times
change
this,
direction?
Do you know how many times this weekend I talked about how great the weather was?
We had to. And, for Memorial Day, how we had, 4 days in a row where there was, no rain and no chance of rain.
My dad said he heard on TV that it was, the first year since the early or mid-1970s that there had been 4 days in a row over Memorial Day weekend where
I believe it.
Every day was dry and
gorgeous,
no humid.
And no bugs. Yeah. Well, there were some bugs up north.
I've heard there's some mosquitoes up north. Were there up at your cabin?
Well, we had definitely some witching hours for sure. My ankles are,
I thought the bugs were gone by the witching hour.
No, that's...
No, witching hour is 11 to midnight,
Well, we say the bugs' witching hour. Is that not appropriate?
Well,
we give the bugs their own witching hour.
That's not the witching hour.
Well,
I'm confused. So you've changed the definition of the witching hour to being the one where the bugs are the worst.
Yes.
That kind of hour around twilight when
but
the mosquitoes
ever,
come
like,
out.
Haven't you ever been a parent and been this is the witching hour where no matter what you do, your baby's crying?
You know I don't have any children. wait. Did you really just ask me that? What is happening?
Homer wants to add into the conversation.
Okay. So.
It's going to be nice. Yeah. My top's coming off.
Okay. Well, so it's not going to rain.
No.
It's going to be hot.
Hot.
I thought you said 24% chance of...
But that's an overnight. It's like, it is, so going into tomorrow, it is at midnight and 1 o'clock, there's a 30% chance of rain.
Okay.
No, midnight and 2 o'clock.
Yeah, no one cares.
No one cares.
Especially people who are listening to this podcast like
David,
a week later.
No one cares.
Oh,
they're all just hoping that graduation is outside.
I'm just,
if they have graduation outside and not inside.
That's
and
true.
We don't have graduation until June 9th.
June 9th. We're one of the later ones,
and
I think.
We will not cancel. No. I should say cancel because we're always going to have graduation. But
yeah, make the determination.
The determination
of
will
indoor
happen
versus
on Wednesday.
Outdoor.
I'll be able to see the 10-day forecast tomorrow.
Yeah. I had definitely looked at it today and I was like, well, next Wednesday and Thursday look nice.
I know. So I feel like we're going to be in a good trend unless it like totally like goes crazy.
You never do know. You know what I'm saying? You never do know. I'm just excited that we're kind of getting close to the end here. I mean,
we have one concert left.
We do still have our jazz band concert left.
Yeah, but I think that's pretty good. Like, it's exciting.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm
tired.
Well,
we're
tired, yeah.
I mean, like I said, I'm going to make an argument that the title of this episode is Brad and Aaron are exhausted. Because I am. It's been a lot, and it's like it's time for a little bit of a breaky-poo.
Everybody needs a break, right? Like, that's for me, like, it's a recharge thing. Like, yeah, I know, we have like 3 days off, and then marching band goes.
Break me off a
piece
of that.
Kit Kat bar.
Oh, you do know how it goes.
Of course I do. Kit Kats are also my fave.
Unlike Andy Bernard.
What?
That episode of The Office where you can't, they're like, don't finish it, he can't figure it out. He's like, break me off a piece of that. Da, da, da. He's like, and he goes through everything. He's like, yeah.
Is that do, do, do? Or 1-1-1?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But that's not, okay.
Well, we're just talking to Paul Booty here with all the ones.
Ones. Oh, yeah, because he's a tuba player. Just plays the root.
Talk about Paul.
One. I know.
But
I think
we'll have him on.
I think it's
that,
yes, as we are.
Well, especially
as
like,
we're sort of wrapping up. By the way, listeners, if there's
wait a second,
there's
we're
a
recording something.
Yes, we're recording.
Oh my god, I didn't even know.
Shut up. Yes, you did. You did too. Okay, that was pretty real though. It was pretty believable. Like your voice was like, oh, listen to me. I'm an actor.
I'm an actor.
I didn't realize you were recording.
Are we recording?
Yeah, but I think it's great that if you didn't know Paul Booty before, Dr. Paul Booty. Like, I mean,
to me too.
We mention him on almost every episode.
Oh, seriously.
But he's never actually been a guest on this podcast.
But he will be because
He should be like one of the characters on, you know, like a sitcom that you never actually see that you just talk about.
Like the neighbor on Home Improvement.
Well, yeah, but you never saw his face. But I'm talking about like a character who's referenced Bob Sacamano on Seinfeld.
No.
Like he never actually appears.
No,
you don't know if he's actually real.
Here's your graphic.
Kramer references Bob Sacamano like constantly.
But okay, here's what you gotta do. This is what our graphic is gonna be for this episode. You're gonna have our faces like and whatever and do the summary one this time, not the white, like that was a winter picture.
Oh,
white
I know.
Shirt one?
Yeah.
But now do the summer one for this one. But anyway, but then get Paul in his fishing hat. You can't turn the TV on, Homer.
So we're recording a podcast over here.
It's my garage.
He's trying to turn the TV on. We are recording from Slapshots.
We're live.
Like episode, what was
back
that?
Into your boss room.
36. I don't remember what the live from Slapshots.
Slapshots.
I'm not
this
sure.
This is like live from Slapshots 2.0.
This is live from Slapshots.
Okay, but anyway, back to my graphic.
Okay, what was his name? Wilson? What was the neighbor?
Wilson. Yeah. But you get Paul at the like with his fishing hat on or whatever because he always is catching bass and walleye and all the things. Well, mostly walleye. But anyway. But just his eyes at the bottom of it.
Yeah.
The bottom of the picture. Be funny. Folks, he never thinks my ideas are funny.
Well, I'm just thinking about how much work that's going to be.
Well.
Like, to someone who doesn't do any of the
I
end
really don't.
Production.
I really don't.
Like, you don't do any of the editing of the sound.
You
don't do any of the social media. So I'm just thinking, like,
I copy and paste a lot.
I was excited. I was excited for this episode because I was like, hey, this will be really straight. This is going to be like just hanging with Brad and Aaron. Don't have to worry about a guest. Don't have to worry about a ton of editing.
Well, what do we have to edit right now? Nothing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But no, now you're telling me I have to like Photoshop some picture of Paul Booty in his fishing hat.
Fine, I'll get Ben
like,
Smaby to do
graphics.
It.
Great.
I'll get Ben Smaby.
You, great.
Need your help.
Mm. Yeah, and well.
Just because you don't utilize resources like I do, I can't help it.
Listen, he might help you out, and maybe he won't. So, you know, you just never know. With these design people, they're all artists. They're so eccentric.
Oh, okay. I don't think of him as eccentric at all.
I know, that's why it's funny.
Oh, you have to explain the joke.
Jeez.
It's the end of the year. I'm tired.
I'm tired. Right, I'm tired of explaining
the
joke.
Where's the dog,
Ben? Okay. Oh, okay. Would you focus?
Yes,
okay.
I will.
Wow, a dog ran by. Big deal.
It's my dog.
You have a dog.
I don't know where he was.
You see the dog all the time. You don't need to like be distracted by it.
All right. Well, he took
it. Oh, my gosh. My nose is running. I honestly... Okay.
It's a cottonwood.
I know. I've never dealt with seasonal allergies, but yesterday, remember?
Yes.
We were
at the cemetery on Memorial Day,
and my nose was running. And you're like, do you have allergies? And I was like, no, but my nose was running.
It's a different kind of cottonwood this
year.
Cut them all down.
They are. I will tell you. My parents will tell you that.
Oh,
like, they,
I know you told me those stories.
They
before.
Like. They want to like cut because you know like, they
they're,
just grew up
their
garbage.
Are just snow.
Yes,
yeah.
And like they're just garbage trees. Like you just cut them all down. Like plant a real tree.
A real tree.
Though cottonwoods.
I'm a real boy.
Get so huge. They're such a beautiful tree. Like when they get old. In fact, I just said, did you see the story in the Star Tribune yesterday about the gal who's moving out of her home in White Bear Lake?
No, I
with
was
the
working
cottonwood
yesterday.
Tree?
Well, I didn't go on. I didn't read the newspaper yesterday.
Well,
I'm just kidding. Carry on.
You need to read the news. And
I do.
You probably don't even know what's going on in Ukraine right now.
I really don't.
Okay, this is.
I know it's, but I haven't,
folks.
I didn't get a chance to like catch up with my
this
husband.
This is what I have to do every day. I have to like.
He does it. You sit down. He tells me all the news
that
I need to know about. It's not ignorance. I'm very busy.
Well, it's.
It takes you 5 minutes to get ready for school.
There's this gal. She's like 84 years old, and she's finally moving out of her house, and she's going to move into like assisted living. And she has one of the largest trees in the state in her backyard. And it's this cottonwood tree. No, she can't do it. It's like 50 feet in circumference.
It's funny.
It's not really that funny. Anyway, so it's just one of these big, huge, beautiful cottonwood trees that she loves that I guarantee you every one of her neighbors hates.
Snows all over their yard. Yeah. Snows everywhere.
It's just a mess.
It's going to get cut down.
Well, I don't think they're going to cut it down.
No, I'm teasing.
I know.
I'm teasing.
But
no, that's sad. Because, you know, when you have to leave things like that, that like just mean a lot to you, that would be sad.
Yeah.
I can have empathy for that.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you.
That's good.
Even at the end of the school year, when
I was just going to say, but at the end of the school year, it is weird. It's like there's certain things you just don't care about anymore, and then there's other things you're even more nostalgic about.
Like today, working with graduation music with the seniors still in there, I'm like, this is dumb.
Like,
God bless
because
you
were getting emotional, or because you were like, I just need you to leave.
I just
like,
need I'm you just... to leave. God bless you. I love you seriously, but you are. I get it. I mean, I still like. I've graduated from high school so long ago, right? 1995.
Yeah, you're an old girl.
What's wrong, old girl? But I still remember like the taste of being done. And so I respect that for the kids. Like, they don't need to sit in there and play pomp and circumstance. They did their work.
And in our school, I know in a lot of schools, the seniors get done a couple days early or sometimes even a week early.
Yeah, ours are with us.
And ours don't. They're here until, like, graduation is on June 9th, and they're supposed to be in class through the 8th.
Yeah.
And I just think that, you know, like, they should get done a week earlier. I think they've earned that.
Yeah. Well, The band kids are definitely getting done.
After today,
they're done.
Now, I have a project for them tomorrow,
no,
but they're not going to play. Like, they're not going to play in band tomorrow.
They don't
need to play their instrument. And frankly, I need to collect, for those that are using school instruments, I need to collect them and get them cleaned and polished.
You should have them clean them tomorrow. Like, that should be part of their project.
Well, I have a different project for them.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Thank you.
Well, you know what? We should do instrument cleaning with them tomorrow.
They got to clean up their lockers.
Most of them took their instruments home today, I think, for those of them that...
Do you really think so? I didn't see any of them after school. I'm just saying.
Well, they're going to have to take them home at some point. You're right.
Yeah, I hope they do because, you know, they'll just end up on our shelf.
Yeah, we do have a shelf of donated instruments, which is great.
Or non-take-it-home instruments, which we call... donate until they come get them 8 years later.
I consider it a donation until somebody tells me otherwise.
It's still here, folks. Yeah.
Yep.
No, but yeah. Tired, but I've got energy because we have a couple more days this week. Going to the cabin again this weekend.
I can't believe you're going to the cabin like 2 weekends in a row.
We do now.
That's crazy. Yeah,
it's awesome. We go fishing on the lakes.
You're like cabin people now.
Just like a few times. Like it's really important to us to take that time. To do that.
To take the time.
Yeah, we got to take
you
the
can't,
time.
You can't make time.
No, you got to take the time because we're very busy.
Like, that reminds me of like our very first episode together.
Yeah.
I think that we talked about taking the time, not making the time.
Yep.
So, what was that, episode 32, 33?
Your memory's really good on the numbers of when we do stuff. Like, that's impressive. But I know that's because you do all the social media.
I do all the work around here. Yep. But yeah, it's been a...
But then we're done. Like, then we have two regular days and then finals days and graduation next week.
Yeah.
When people listen to this, it'll be this week.
Yeah.
Whenever you post this.
I don't know when I'm going to post it.
It'll probably be done tomorrow.
I might.
There's no editing.
Well, this part right now is kind of boring. I don't think people want to listen to this part. Case in point.
Well, that was the fun part. It's just like forcing you to have to like edit. Did you look at the time of when this is at so you can?
Yes, it's at 15 minutes and like 8 seconds. Good. Is where I have to. I should be writing this down.
Shorties 1508. There's Homer's notebook.
Awkward pause. Thanks to Aaron. No thanks to me. 15.
You're the one that said it. You're like people don't want to listen to us, and I'm like now my soul's crushed.
I think people want... Okay, that's not... Okay.
Okay, so speaking of this notebook, this Homer's notebook.
Yeah.
Of his cabin notes.
Yeah.
We wrote down a couple different things because we're going to change the title of this podcast.
I think we might. Let's... What's your idea there?
Well, from the beginning, before you were like, I have a podcast already, I was thinking like H&M for Holmes and Mariska, like the clothing store.
Yeah, you can't do that because they will sue us.
Okay, I don't think they're ever going to know.
Wait, this podcast is a big deal.
Well, it's a big deal, but like you do H&M band. I don't know.
No, the phrase H&M is trademarked.
We can do a different ampersand in there and no one will be the wiser.
Also, this was my podcast before it was yours.
I'm aware.
So but it I can't said be to you, H&M. I think I should go first.
Your name first? It's not alphabetical to you?
That's why I think it should incorporate our first names, like B and E.
Okay, that's fine. But let's go back to this because you might have this podcast first.
This podcast be amazing. This podcast.
Hold on a second.
B.
Fine. Capital B-E.
B-E.
Brad and Aaron.
Brad and Aaron. B-E.
It's cute. Like, it's cute.
So, like, what if you took, like, the idea of band, and we always talk about how this podcast is about teaching, like, life lessons, right?
Yes.
Band is life. We say that all the time, right? In fact, that was, like, my first motto. Like, when I first started teaching 20 years ago, the quote on page 1 of the student handbook for band was, band is life.
Yes, and some people misunderstand that. Like... Band should come before everything else. No. And that's not what it means.
Not that band should be your life.
Right. But it, like, there's so many life lessons in band that everything that we do is like, oh, this can relate to athletics. This can relate to being a family member. This can relate to getting a job interview or whatever it is. Like,
if I had a dollar for every time in band, I said, you guys, this is not actually about band.
Yeah.
It's totally about band.
I'd have a lot of money for retirement. Because Minnesotans, we can't retire until we're like 85.
Okay, we're not going to get into the pension, teacher pension. No one cares to listen to you complain about.
David,
no one cares. Right. Yes, it is an issue. And we're working to remedy that.
But at some point, we got to talk about our other business that we do, too.
What business is that?
The other one that we're going to make money on.
Sorry, I'm blowing my nose. I'm
write this down at the time and edit it out.
Oh, this is 18:20. Okay.
I have tissues right there.
And then people are going to like look at their timestamps as they're listening to this and be like, it's not 18:20 because like
you're going to cut it out.
Anyway,
I think people want to hear you sniffling.
I don't think they do. But anyway, yeah, we don't need to get into pension reform. But can I go back to my idea of like band is life?
Yeah, B.
So what if we took the idea of band? Oh, and by the way, this has kind of been the whole idea of the podcast, especially since you came on as co-host, is that like, let's make things, this is about band, but it's not really about band. We have a lot of episodes like this one today.
It's not about band.
It's like, it's not really about band.
Not really.
But it's about life and how you learn about life lessons and you learn about how to be a better person through band.
Yes, because you have to listen to other people and hear. Yeah, carry on.
Yeah. Right. So, band is life. Or band be life. B-E. Brad and Aaron. Capital B. Like in
Brad and Aaron.
Brad be life. Or music. No. Band be life. Not just music. Because we're band directors. And the current title of the podcast, Band in Minnesota. Let's keep the word band.
Okay. So my question is, like, if we change the podcast title, does that change people's, like, subscriptions? Like, they've
no,
already...
No, you just change the name of it.
Okay, you can do that stuff. We're going to have to ask Ben Smaby to come up with a new logo then.
Yeah. And also, I have to admit that the title Band Be Life is totally stolen from Paul Booty.
Once again, I'm telling you, that guy's graphic.
His was Music Be Life. And I'm like, no, I think it's about band. I mean, it's band and we're band directors. But yeah, he totally, like, yeah, I mean, we got to get this guy on the podcast.
He's Dr. Booty. Like, he's legendary.
Well, his name is Dr. Booty.
Dr. Booty.
I mean, would.
And
can you imagine, can like if your name was Dr. Booty? I mean,
be everything. And he, I mean, yeah. He handles it well.
What if you like married someone named Dr. Booty?
Like Kim Booty does that?
And then she became a booty.
She's a booty.
I mean, he's a booty doctor.
And she is a principal. She's a big deal. But can I say that the main reason why we actually need to have him on the podcast.
You know who the original booty doctor
you're
is.
You're just trying to get me to not be able to say this, aren't you?
And I'm not talking about Sir Mix-a-Lot. I'm talking about Kramer. From going back to Seinfeld again.
Full circle.
This is so great. I never get to talk about Seinfeld on this podcast.
Well, you and Homer talk about Seinfeld
all the time.
And show me inappropriate videos.
Not inappropriate. That show was on network television.
It was way
35 years ago.
I know it, but now you look back and like you're smarter now.
Uh-huh.
You know, like you laughed.
Okay, 34 years ago. It came out in 1989.
You laugh.
It's 2023, so.
You laugh at it because it was funny. But now, like, you really get it.
Yeah. It really was ahead of its time.
Yeah.
And I should
Golden Girls.
Most of the time that you're rewatching some of these classic sitcoms, the good ones, the ones that have aged well, like Golden Girls,
is
like every time it brings up sort of a controversial or insensitive topic that sometimes people are like, oh, you could never get away with that today. Yeah, you could, because actually what they're doing that was really smart is that when something's kind of like Archie Bunker in the 1970s, is that like, it wasn't glorifying the person who's saying the inappropriate thing. It was flipping it around and like someone was calling them out for saying something inappropriate or making them look stupid for saying something ignorant or inappropriate.
You're making awareness to it, being like,
don't be this guy.
Don't be this person.
Yes, exactly. And I think that's easily confused, especially when taken out of context. Like when you watch a 1 minute clip of All in the Family or you watch a 30 second clip of Seinfeld out of context, it's very easy to say, oh my gosh, that's so offensive. No, when you watch it in context, it was actually way ahead of its time.
Facts.
That's great art.
It's great art.
Like, it doesn't matter if it's a sitcom or if like it's classical music. It doesn't matter.
Or Andy Warhol.
That guy was ahead of his time and crazy. Oh no, I'm thinking of Andy Kaufman. Andy Warhol. Yes. The tomato soup can guy.
Yeah.
Marilyn Monroe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't believe I just confused Andy Kaufman with
That's
Andy
fine.
Warhol.
We're tired.
Did I mention that the episode is going to be called Brad and Aaron Are Exhausted? My brain is just like shutting down. Like I can literally like see my brain. Like
It like powers off. You can see it like.
Oh, Like last night. Okay, we were at this meeting last night.
Oh my gosh.
Memorial Day. You know, not only did we start the day with two services in the morning.
Yep.
Then we had the afternoon free, but then we had to come back to school in the evening
A
marching band design meeting.
Productive.
Great staff, great parent volunteers, but the meeting was at 7 and about 8:05. Yep. I hit a wall, and I like yawned and I stretched my arms and like I kind of put my head down. I almost fell asleep in my chair.
And other people still had ideas going.
I know.
I was like, we gotta go.
Yeah, I love
you
the
guys
fact
keep that- doing the things. Thank you for your service and a different level for Memorial Day. But
yeah,
but yeah, it was a good, productive day, but it's We needed to rest too, but I also was very tired because I had a lot of fun at the cabin.
Memorial Day. You got to spend fun time with family and relax up at the cabin. And I didn't go anywhere, but I relaxed at home and sat on my patio a bit.
You got to go see the.
I went to a great show. Hey! If you live in the Midwest, especially if you're in Minnesota, I got to make a recommendation. First of all. Sean Johnson and the Big Band Experience. This group has been around for a few years now, and it was my first time seeing them. Thanks to Conrad Miska for talking about it on social media, and our good friend and colleague Tara Miklich reached out to me and said, "Hey, any chance you'd want to go to the show tonight?" And I was like, "Yeah, actually, I'm not doing anything." And it was at the Dakota,
which
in downtown
so
Minneapolis.
So great. Good food.
We love the Dakota.
I love the atmosphere.
It's one of the only jazz clubs in Minnesota, in the metro. Of course, you got Crooners up on the north side. But right in downtown Minneapolis, you got the Dakota, and it's, oh, yeah, the food is so good. And the entertainment, I mean, A-list. There's some really great groups coming through here in the next few.
Victor Wooten over spring
break. I know
with
you did.
Tara.
Yep, with Tara. Ugh,
but seriously, like, speaking of Paul Booty, Daniel Booty needs to get his ears on Victor. For sure. He probably already does. That kid is whatever.
Probably.
Moving on.
I don't know. But so I got to, relax, but I got to take in some culture and some art. And
then you were like at the Memorial Day services.
And then I was at Memorial Day, of course.
You know, awesome to be at.
Well, like, let's be honest. We're band directors. I mean, I don't think there's been a Memorial Day since I was in ninth grade that I wasn't at a local Memorial Day
ceremony. And I appreciate
ceremony.
That about you. Like, you participate because you help read all the service songs and stuff like that, but you don't actually like conduct the band.
Yeah,
and
I
like,
wouldn't have to be there because it's just your wind on here in Farmington.
You wouldn't have to.
No.
But like, you still are that dedicated to what Memorial Day means and what Veterans Day means and everything like that. And you know, I've always appreciated that about you. Like, you just show up and you do the work. And that's so important, I think, to do.
And if we're going, this is just like, you know, walking the walk. I mean, if we're going to tell our students that it's important to serve your community and volunteer your time on a holiday for something that we say is valuable, then we dang well better be there too.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what? You were dangerously close to having to conduct on Monday. Because I came home from the cabin.
I don't even remember. You said something, you like were locked out of the house or what?
Yeah.
What
no, is, I wasn't, because like, we do hide a key around our house, but I'm not telling anybody where it's at. But we ride up together, right? My husband and my kids and all the things. And then I was driving home, but I drive home my brother's truck. And so when I drive home my brother's truck, usually I park my Jeep at his house and then switch vehicles. So then my keys are there, my garage door opener's there. I don't even think about that. Anyway, I left early, and I always just like get nervous about like driving that early in the morning because, I mean, what's moving that early in the day?
Ooh, I got the watermelon citrus.
Ooh, those are good waters.
It's not quite as good as what's the one I really
cherry
like?
Cherry limeade.
Cherry limeade.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is the sparkling water from Sam's Club.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the store brand. It's good. Really good.
Yeah. But anyway, what's moving in the morning at like 5 a.m.? Deer.
Oh, yeah.
From the cabin to Hinckley, I saw 14 deer. And at one point, I had to like slam on my brakes and I lost my phone. It had fallen underneath my brother's, because I was driving his truck, underneath his like floor mat, underneath my feet. So I pulled over, and I'm like, all right, this is ridiculous.
So
I'm
at this point, you've probably seen more deer than you've seen like vehicles.
Oh, 1,000%. Yeah. Like, there's no question. Yeah. Yeah. I saw zero vehicles at 5 a.m. Yeah. on Memorial Monday, you know? Like, so I'm like...
I like this image of, like, the band director streaking across the state of Minnesota, hurriedly returning from the cabin.
I was driving smart. Like, no, whatever. But I'm saying, like... But you can't. Yeah. Like...
You know how you can, like, track planes, like, on the website? I just picture your vehicle being, like, the only one, like...
Yeah.
Transversing Minnesota.
That's a fact. So,
with herds of deer.
It was just stressful, and it was early in the morning, and I... You know how it is when you, like, fall asleep at night, and you're like, oh, I gotta get up at... My alarm's going off at 4:15.
So you didn't sleep well.
I woke up at 3, you know? So... Whatever, that's a vibe. I told my husband, I was like, yeah, probably gonna go home Sunday night now, because I don't know if it's my age, but I'm like, I can't do that anymore. It's too stressful. 14, like, from the cabin to Hinckley is like only 35-40 minutes or something. That's a lot of deer. Anyway, point is, you almost had to conduct. Oh, and then I got home and I'm like, oh yeah,
I don't have my brother's truck.
Don't have my keys. And my Jeep is locked in my garage.
There it is. There's the whole point of the story, folks. I know you waited like 4 minutes to hear that. But long story short, she wasn't driving her vehicle, so she didn't have a key to her house.
So when you tell a story, it's fine. But I can't tell a story.
What are you talking about? Well, my stories have narrative and context. And there's a rise and fall to the cadence, not only of my voice, but also to the crescendos of the story itself.
Well, folks, what's going to happen is that story just got cut out. You didn't want to do any
editing. So you're just joining us. We just eliminated the last 5 minutes of this. Long story short, Erin was locked out of her house on Memorial Day morning, but she found the hidden key that they never use.
Well, my neighbor uses it for me because I'm always like, hey, can you go put this package inside the house or water my flowers or whatever? She knows. Haley knows where it's at.
Shout out to Haley.
Love Haley.
Hey, she listens to the podcast.
Yeah. Well, I think sometimes. She's a little bit behind right
now. Yeah, she binges. She'll be like, I haven't listened in 2 months, but I just listened to like 5 episodes today.
Catch up.
Which is fine. It doesn't matter. It
doesn't. Just catch up. Yeah. It's all good in the hood.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're tired, but we're going to finish the year strong. We're going to take a little break.
Like, but not too much of a break.
Oh, you're talking about the podcast or from school?
Oh yeah, from school.
School definitely is.
We're
going to
take a little
break
from the podcast, but
we are.
I mean, so we're gonna probably consider this officially the end of season 2, but we're probably going to do a couple specials this summer.
Well, we talked about maybe a special with a couple of seniors.
Yeah, we've got some kind of cool, like students who are graduating that. Might have some perspective. We've never had a student on the podcast, and I think that it might offer an interesting perspective, especially for someone who's graduating from high school and going on to post-secondary. I think that could be fun to reflect upon, you know, what...
They're 8 years of band.
Yeah, like what did band mean to you? How has it prepared you for the world? Like, in what way are you going to take music with you? You know, because some of our students won't play their instruments anymore, but hopefully the lessons they've learned from band, like we were talking about earlier, still affect their decision-making and their values. And then we have lots of students who not only want to participate in band next year, but, like, they want to be music majors or music education majors. And it'd be fun to pick their brain a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. That could be a little special.
Yeah.
Like, in between season 2 that we're in right now, that we're calling this? No.
Yeah, this is season 2.
Yeah, so in between season 2 and season 3.
Jerry and I had a season.
Yeah.
Then we took like solid year, almost 2 years off.
Yeah.
And then we brought it back. This is season 2.
You're welcome.
Wait, are you trying to take credit for season 2?
Remember when I came to you at marching band rehearsal last summer? I was like, we should do a podcast. And you were like, I already have a podcast.
I do have a podcast. It just was on hiatus.
And then we asked Jerry. We've already had this conversation. Everybody that's listening.
And we've had this conversation on the podcast.
We asked Jerry.
I know. Some of our loyal listeners are saying, they're like hitting that 15-second skip ahead button.
No, I
think.
Or
is it 30 second? 30 seconds.
30 second. It's 15 second back.
Yeah.
But I think they're like, I apologize. I think they'll be like toss with their hair and be like, I did know
that.
I
already knew that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they can
so
feel good about being
a loyal
long-term
listener.
Yeah. Ooh, you went long-term in there.
A loyal long-term listener. Yeah.
Thanks, John Green. We still don't like the Packers.
Thanks, Doug Schmidt.
Oh, yeah, and Doug Schmidt. Let's
Doug,
go.
He's a long-time
listener.
Mike Thursby's a long-time listener.
Yep.
Yeah. Some of these folks give us
we have a lot
of
long time
feedback.
Listeners, but they don't always like let us know.
Yeah.
Should let us know.
They don't. Hey, you know who was listening to my podcast the other day?
Your podcast?
Our podcast.
Jeez. So possessive.
Oh my gosh.
It's my band program, everybody. I'm the director of bands. It's our band program. But carry on.
Where do you think I learned it from?
Okay, whatever. It's not even in my vocabulary.
Speaking of you being at the cabin.
Yeah.
Remember last year when I came up for a day?
Yes.
And I brought my friend Amber?
Over Labor Day, right?
Oh, was it Labor Day?
It wasn't Memorial Day.
Oh, well, whatever.
Yeah, anyway, it doesn't matter.
I came up to
last
the cabin
summer.
For a day
yeah.
last summer.
Yeah.
Brought my friend Amber.
Is she a long-time listener?
Well, she listens. Or recently, she sent me a Snapchat, and she's like, guess what I'm doing right now? She's like, I'm listening to Band in Minnesota.
All right.
And
well,
I was like,
that's
cool.
I love her. She's great. She's great.
And she's not a music teacher, but like, oh, yeah, she's great. This is one of my... My best friends goes all the way back to high school, and she's a teacher, so yeah.
Yes, she is great, and I do find it funny, like when she teases you, like a lot of your friends do, like Beth and
well,
Maria.
They do give me crap. Okay, let's move on. Okay.
All right.
The
dog barking.
Well, and you know the other reason that we have to take a little bit of a pause for the podcast this summer is that
I'm going to
Europe for a couple of weeks.
So I'm running marching band.
I'm only gone for 2 weeks. I think you can handle it for 2 weeks without me.
Okay, of course I can.
The 1 week that I'm gone, there's like not even hardly any rehearsal. The other week that I'm gone, it's parade camp week, and I'm sorry.
So the first week is parade camp week.
Yeah. But the second week that I'm gone, I missed like
just
two rehearsals.
Yeah. And that's, but here's the thing. You love those rehearsals because that's when we get into
the show music.
The music for the show. So, but that's fine. I got it.
And hey, can we give a shout out to, I don't want to get like too in the weeds about like band stuff and like all this stuff, but we're working with composer, arranger Randall Standridge for the third year in a row for our marching band show. And, we got half the music a week or two ago, and it's so great, and I can't wait to hear the other half of the show.
Honest to God.
And I mean, those of you who are listening who are band directors, you know, like Randall Standridge is like, he's the real deal. And I mean that both in terms of like not only a legit awesome composer, but also just a great human. And he posts such awesomely positive and motivational inspirational content on his social media. I just kind of want to be Randall Standridge when I grow up.
Right? And you know what's so funny about all that? Like, funny is not the right word. What's interesting about that with Randall Standridge and how positive he is that there are some people that still will argue. Like, they're so negative about his perspective. I'm like, I don't understand.
I don't understand. He writes music that's too poppy, or he writes music that has too much percussion, or they're like, oh, you write music that is like
it's
for
not even
middle
about his,
school.
It's
like,
not even necessarily about his music. Like they feel like his perspective isn't right. And I'm like, what?
Well, his perspective is educational.
Yeah.
It's student-centered.
And it's because people are very competitive in this world.
Well, it's stupid because one of the reasons that he's such a great composer is because he was a band director before he became a composer.
Yeah, I think
like
people forget. I think people forget how much or forget what's needed in the middle schools, like, or even in the high school too. Like when let's say we don't have an oboe in our freshman band yet. No big deal. Like, we'll figure it out. Blah, blah, blah. I'm not blaming anybody by any means. Da, 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 da. But there's parts that are written and those parts are covered. Yeah. You know, there's so much older music that the horn parts aren't in a line. And mm-hmm. like, now what do we got to do? Yeah, we got to do the extra work and like write them in and all this stuff. But like,
who's got time for that? Yeah.
Well, that's just it. Like, yeah. Laura Goucher has time for that. No, she doesn't, but she just does it. She's amazing at it.
Also, she's a horn player, so it's like...
I know,
she,
but like...
She can scratch down those strings. No, but you're right. No band, right?
You shouldn't have to. It should be part, like, everything. Like, okay, even, like, English horn. A grade 5 piece of music that has an English horn part in it that it's not covered anywhere else, and you got to call Kim Booty to come in and play with your band?
Well, at least write it as a cue.
That's what I'm saying.
That's like that's I what get I'm it. Saying. I'd be like, it's this is supposed to be for the English horn.
Now, listen, I'm
and
gonna
I get
call...
it. If you're playing grade 5 music, you probably should have someone who can play the English
like,
horn.
I call Kim Booty. Like,
right, but it's like...
She's amazing. Married to Dr. Booty.
Why are the booties... All you want to do is talk about booty. Yeah. What are you, a pirate?
I like my top off. Wait a minute.
Wait, what?
It's full circle from the start of the podcast. I'm
gonna, okay, 38:58.
Write that down.
Cutting that out.
That was funny.
Oh,
cut
my gosh. I don't know what we were saying. We were talking about
English horns and writing it in.
What I also want to say is that, like, you can be educational and you can write great middle school music, but someone like Randall Sandridge also has demonstrated that, like, holy moly, he's got some super sophisticated, high-end, difficult artistic literature out there as well. His new symphony is phenomenal. And a couple years ago, you did The Nine. Mm-hmm. Which is just one of the most powerful pieces of band music.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of, again, at the end of the year, you get nostalgic. I want to give a shout out to our colleague, Brian Onsorg, who was the vocal soloist on that piece. And we don't work with him anymore since he moved on to a new gig in Bloomington. But, man, I miss hearing his voice. And that's what's cool about great music is, like, it makes these connections and these opportunities to build bridges between people. And, wow, what an incredible gift that music is. So
yep, no, 100%. And that's a fun thing. Like, you know, I even like you're like already working on lit for next year.
Yeah,
and like you're in the document doing.
Yeah,
the
I like I went in and created a new clean sheet today, and I started typing in some titles of pieces I want to do next year. And like, it's always fun. Like, as exhausted as I am, as tired as I am, and as many moments during the day today, for example, that I just wanted to, like, hunker down in my office and do, like, the administrative stuff that needs to be done. Like, I'm also just so excited for the next year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only 3 months away.
It is. And, like, that's a thing, though. But that's, again, I go back to that Midwest session with Scott Lang. Like, if you're burnt out, good. That means you're on fire.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah.
And, yes, we need rest days. We're going to take those rest days. And we're gonna celebrate those. Like, I was texting my cousin Taylor today about a book that she's talking about or has read, and I'm like, I can't wait to just, like, read this summer.
I started this is the other thing about, like, having time.
Yeah.
Which is so necessary, right? But this weekend, because I had time and it had been a couple months since I had read a book. Well, maybe not a couple months. I remember I told you a few weeks ago I was reading The Book Thief.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was one of these classic books that I never actually had read. And when I say it's a classic, I guess that book is probably only 20 years old. But I remember when it came out and it was a really big deal and I never read it. And then they made a movie out of it and I never saw it. But everyone that I've ever talked to that's read that book says, like, this is such a good book.
Awesome.
And I thought, I don't know why, but I thought it was like a young adult book. And I assumed it was like 300 pages. And it's actually like a really heavy novel, and it's like,
was it like 650?
No, it was.
You just did the Divine Comedy.
I did just do the Divine Comedy, which is, by the way, not a comedy. I mean, no. We can go into the history of, like,
podcast.
Okay, yes, what comedy translate? Commedia from the Italian, just about happy ending. Anyway, point is,
cut that out.
The
what
Book
time
Thief.
Is it
okay, okay, 42:30.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No, I'm keeping that in because The Book Thief, it's like almost 700 pages long.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's epic.
Okay.
And it's so good. But it is heavy. I mean, it's almost like it took me a few weeks to read that, but I'm so glad that I did.
Cool.
And now I'm reading this sort of like kind of nice, like beachy, you know, summer like novel, but it's about, you know, a gal who gets kind of like stood up at the altar, and she decides to go on the honeymoon that she was going to go on to Italy, like by herself. She's like, you know, everything is paid for. I'm going to go to Italy by myself. I mean, we've all seen this movie, right?
Right.
What, you know, but it's a relatively new novel, and I don't even remember who recommended it to me. Under the Olive Trees or Under the Olive, something, I don't even remember the title. Mm-hmm. It's really good. I read the first like 7 chapters of it yesterday, and I'm like, I just love this. I love just being able to get back into a book and having time.
Yes.
You're like, I'm going to take the next 2 hours and I'm just going to read and I'm going to silence my phone. And
that's hard for you.
It is very hard for me. I'm always looking at my notifications and refreshing
Ding!
My feeds. Okay. Yes, that is my computer at school. It's always dinging. I'm a popular guy. What can I say?
Remember when that happened? And then you got a text message from that one person? We'll talk about that later.
I
off
don't
the
know
podcast.
I don't know what that means. Oh, I do know. Mm. That's funny.
I don't mean to laugh. That's not. It's not funny.
Yes,
it's kind of funny.
My heartbreak does not need to be discussed in detail on this podcast.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm just laughing near you. But it was sad. But I knew it. I called it from the get-go.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I think we must take the opportunity to
thank people.
Just give encouragement to our colleagues.
I was sending them a concert. So you're supposed to thank people?
You're very good at that. We're all tired. If you're a teacher, we know you're tired. If you're a parent,
no matter what kind
we
of
know
teacher,
you're tired. Yeah. If you're a student, we know you're tired. It's like, well, it's the time of the year, if you live in any way in relation to the school calendar, mm-hmm. you're tired. But also, how can you not feel excited? Because The days are long.
There's a reset
the weather
button
is better. Like, I love that. It's the best part about being a teacher, right? Is that
reset
every year
button.
You get to that reset button, and it doesn't matter what last year brought. It doesn't matter what people thought of you. Like, you have the opportunity to like reinvent yourself every year.
Well, and that's a fun thing talking about this. Like yesterday, I said to the kids, "I go, that was your last performance together," because every single year, it's a new class, it's a new band, it's a new da 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 da, and we have to appreciate those moments and celebrate, even though the seniors are ready to be done.
Yep.
But they all showed up yesterday.
Yep.
And they gave back, and like it's a like the reset button is everything for me as a teacher. Like I don't know how I would work anywhere else, to be honest, other than in a school system, because like there's always just like, okay. And it's not about a break, folks. Like, we do not, and teachers know this, like, there's no, like, 3 months off. Like, that doesn't exist.
Yeah. And if somehow you are a teacher who somehow does have 3 months off,
congratulations.
God bless you.
I mean, you, like, I love you, and how do you
but
do
But, yeah,
it?
You know, every teacher I know, like, either works through the summer, you know, coaching or advising, or has a second job.
Well, a lot of them are going back to school. Well, they're like working. Yeah, like
when do you think we got our graduate degrees? Right,
well, of course,
like, we
of
all
course.
Like
you do
take
that
classes
all summer,
and
work second jobs and like whatever else. But like, I don't know. Education is worth it. You can never stop learning. No, education is not important. You know. So anyway, point is, we're excited about a break. Look at how tired Homer is.
Well, he was golfing all day. That sun, like,
he wasn't golfing. He
well, he was
coaching.
Coaching. Well, yeah, but like, okay, what I meant to say is like, being out on the golf course for an entire day takes a lot out of you. The sun, like, takes a lot out of you.
Yeah, yeah. You
I mean,
coach, and number one seed. You got to coach.
You got to coach. Sometimes you just got to coach. Cool.
Which we know all too well. So we're gonna come back, season 3, We don't know the title yet, but we like
I'm
the
leaning
band
towards Band
Be Life.
What do you think, listeners?
Maybe you should weigh in on some sort of social media post so Brad stops yelling at me that nobody comments on our stuff.
Yeah. Well, if they made it to 48 minutes and 6 seconds.
We got to sign off right now.
Yeah,
cool.
That's it. Too long.
Cut it.
That's it. All right. So we're going to take a little bit of a break, but we will hopefully be back this summer with a couple specials. We hope that you all are feeling a little bit better after listening to this podcast.
Knowing you're not alone.
And if somehow we made you feel worse, I'm very sorry.
We'll be better next year. Every day is a good day to get better.
That's right. But seriously, thank you to everyone who has made this a great season of the podcast.
And I've seriously loved it. So thank you. Honestly, thank you for doing this with me. Like,
you're welcome.
That's it means a lot. Like, yeah. I know we hang out all a lot together, but like to be able to do this is super fun. So thanks.
Yeah. All right. So until next time, whenever that might be, this has been another episode of
Band in Minnesota.